Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
A Wind in the House of Islam is the name of this book, because God is blowing his spirit across the Muslim people, where they are radically getting saved and making Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. And the evangelist is God himself showing up in his dreams. As a matter of fact, you got to see this CBN news. We're going to talk about it, because it's time to begin to pray for the Arab people that they would encounter God. There's so many people crying out for the Lord. And if they're not following, you know, Jesus as you know Jesus, because you've walked with him. Remember, you didn't know everything you know that you know now. But when a man's hungry for God, he'll begin to search for God. It's inside of every man to worship God. And sometimes, you know, it ends up somebody's worshiping money, somebody's worshiping things, somebody's worshiping stuff. But if you would have showed up and you would have told them about God and would have told them about Jesus, they would direct their worship to God. They would understand. I knew there was something inside of me. I wanted God. I thought this was God. I thought he was God. I thought this religion was God. But then I met God on my donkey on the way to Damascus. And I said, Lord, Lord, right? Check this out. It's going to so encourage you.
Well, when it comes to persecution of Christians, Islamic nations do chop the charts. But there's another trend moving through those nations as well.
That's right. Missionary David Garrison has written a profound book about the huge number of Muslims coming to Christ in the heart of the Islamic world. He's written a book about it. It's called A Wind Blows Through the House of Islam. Recently, I spoke with him about it. What did you discover in all of these interviews when you traveled around the world?
Well, George, what we discovered was that God is at work in the Muslim world, and that God has Muslims on his front burner, as it were, because he's drawing thousands upon thousands of Muslims to faith in Jesus Christ from one end of the Muslim world to the other.
And interestingly, you describe in your book how it really, there's a breakthrough that is happening. Something special is happening really since the 20th century, 20th and the 21st century. Mm-hmm. What happened the first 13 centuries?
Well, that's what's amazing, because for the first several centuries, Muslims and Christians were interacting with each other on a daily basis. And yet you have to move forward nearly 12 and a half centuries before you find the first Muslim movement to Christ. Mm-hmm. In the last 13 years, though, of the 21st century, just the last 13 years, we've seen 69 movements. Mm. This is indeed the greatest turning of Muslims to Christ in 14 centuries.
And what do you think is the impetus? What is happening? What is God doing in this time period, in our generation, in our lifetime, that perhaps he didn't do generations ago?
Well, this is what the book explores. And I list in the book 10 bridges of God, 10 things that God is using, because we're hearing it from the testimonies of these Muslim background believers. Mm-hmm. The exciting thing is that there's some things that are possible today, like CBN, yeah, that weren't possible 20 years ago or 100
years ago. The internet, satellite television.
Exactly. Yeah. God is using many different ways to get the gospel to people.
Is there a common thread that you see of how God is intercepting the lives of these Muslims?
There is a variety, and that's why we talk about 9 rooms in the House of Islam. But there's also common threads. There's the Word of God, the power of the gospel, and the encounter with the living Christ. Mm. This is not a religion that Muslims are embracing. It's not an ideology or a culture. They're meeting Jesus, and Jesus is changing their lives. Mm.
What does that wind look and sound like as it blows through the House of Islam?
Well, that's the great thing. It sounds familiar. Mm. It sounds like that same wind of the Holy Spirit that transformed my life and your life. Mm. And when we see and meet and listen to the lives and the stories of these Muslim background believers, we recognize a brother and a sister, because the same Holy Spirit that's in my heart and your heart is clearly at work in their heart as well.
You have a section here at the very end. It's called Our Response. Mm-hmm. In essence, you're trying to, your message to the American church, that we should not be afraid of Islam, Muslims, and we should not be afraid of what God is doing within the Muslim world. Talk about that.
Well, you know, there's never been a time of greater conflict between the House of Islam and the West. Mm-hmm. And yet at this very time is the moment when the Holy Spirit is drawing Muslims to faith in Christ. And what I hope is simply that brothers and sisters around the world who recognize the work of the Holy Spirit will see that this is our moment to be loving and kind and witnessing and praying for Muslims, because God is in fact doing a great work in our day. We need to get on board with it. We need to be a part of what God is doing.
Okay, well, fantastic. It's an incredible book. It's called A Wind in the House of Islam, How God is Drawing Muslims Around the World to Faith in Jesus Christ. You can get it wherever books are sold as well as online. David Garrison, sir, thank you so much for your
work.
Thank
you, George.
And
God
all that
you
do for the kingdom of God.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So powerful. Mm. And I think about all of our viewing audience and listening audience that's in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. They're all over. Pakistan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, all the way through Iraq. And they're connecting with us all the time. We love to see their comments. We love to see their posts. Often, it doesn't matter what time of the day or the night, you see a comment. And I'm sorry we can't pronounce some of the names for you.
Yeah, we love to hear your posts.
Yes,
and we really do.
Great. I mean, really, really, really great.
Yeah, and you can't even list all the nations that are being reached, think about, Pakistan's being reached, Iraq, Iran. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's what they're saying is that what's unique about there's been 69 recorded movements amongst the movements of God that they have on record amongst the Muslims, mm-hmm. where God just breaks in and they find Jesus. But this is the greatest they've seen in 14 centuries.
Wow.
It's happening right now. Why? Think about it. By you standing with VFN TV, you are reaching into the heart of the Arab nations.
Yeah.
Think about it. Every single day we're in communication, and everything that you hear and watch on VFN TV, listen on VFN radio, it's made available around the world, and our Arab friends are connecting with us, and they're hungry for, not hungry for? We have so much gospel quite often in America where, people mm-hmm. say, I've heard that before, but there's people that have never even heard the name of Jesus mentioned as who he is, at all. And they're finding out because of you standing with VFN TV. It's a simple partnership. So we're doing this together. It's truly a network that God is building. But think about this. You are potentially part of this greatest move of God in 14 centuries taking place.
It's huge. Yeah. Bangladesh, Pakistan, Indonesia, Malaysia. A lot of these countries, they don't even have Christian television. So when they're streaming all this stuff online and podcasts, I mean, they're getting it directly into their homes. And so it's just totally amazing.
We're just so glad to speaking to you. We're just so glad to have you as our audience, in Pakistan and the Middle East and India just all the different, Turkey and just hundreds.
Yeah, Albania.
I think you're one of our greatest encouragers in seeing, because our Lord told us that we're supposed to go to all the nations. And sometimes we just get so focused on our immediate surroundings and we think that it's only, us and a few others. And when you started joining our audience, our hearts just melted and just gave us a love for you that it wasn't that we didn't have. We got to meet the world.
Yes.
And it's exciting that we're walking this out together, and every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, being there with our friends and our audience around the world. And by your partnership with VFN TV, I'm telling you, that's what we're doing. And by God's grace, if in his will, it's just beginning.
Oh, yes.
It is just beginning. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.